What a joy it is to be back with you once again today to present to you another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour, which is made possible through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries at 587 Oakwood Avenue, right here in Toronto. And we know that your hearts will be blessed as you allow the Word of God to work in and through your life today. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
I would like to talk to you today about the two ways that the Bible reveals to us today. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14, it says right here, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life eternal, and few there be that finds it." Father, I pray today that your word will fill every heart and every life that is listening to this radio broadcast. I know this broadcast doesn't mean much, but it's the word that is being presented unto your people. Beloved, I pray that today that each one of you who are listening to this message that is coming to you from the Prayer Outreach family, that God has a plan for your life. Here it is that a picture is painted before us. And it is not a simple thing to think of the Word of God. God's Word is important. He is giving us a picture of God's plan, God's master plan. You and I, we need to understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He says that, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it all in abundance." You see, the longer you walk with Jesus, is the longer you walk with God, the wider the understanding, the wisdom, and the blessings of God do get. Remember what Ezekiel said once in chapter 47, that there was a river flowing out from the throne of God, which began as a little stream, and it widened out until it became a great river. Now that pictures the life of a child of God. It gets better and better every day. You know, when you become a child of God, though things around you may not always be grand and exciting, but the relationship and the hope that you have and the peace that you have within you is going to be remarkable. Nothing is ever going to compare with the life that you have in Christ Jesus. And I tell you that when you have the power of Jesus in your life, you can pray against all the acts of evil that are rounding daily around you. And you can have victory through the powerful name of Jesus. And here it is that Jesus says, listen, you need to enter. This is a commandment. We need to enter in. We need to get in. This is a straight way. It's a straight gate. Enter in at the straight gate. I tell you, God has already designed that gate for you and I to enter in through the cross. Today, when we go to church, and you know, sometimes I do look at some programs, some television programs, and there are times that I'm called upon to preach in many churches around the world. But, beloved, all some of the things that are coming into worship today are not what God wants and desires for His people. Worship is holy. Worship is important, and it must be God's way. And whenever we enter, it means there is a way that we need to walk, and that way is the way of God. Beloved, there is a way that may seem right in the eyes of man, but the end thereof, it produces death. It leads to death. God's way is life eternal. Today I would like you to come into that way. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe there are things that are happening in your life and you seem so devastated. Today you can come right in. Right into that straight gate. This gate had been opened today, the Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor, black and white. Beloved, we can all come to Christ. It is wonderful to know that this gate had been opened wide, and Christ is that good shepherd. David says in Psalms 23, verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, Jesus says, "You need to ask, and it will be given unto you. And when you seek, you will find. And when you knock, it will be open unto you." Verse 8 also says that everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks will find. And to him that knock, it shall be open. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus made it very clear. He says, "Behold, I am standing at the door, and I'm knocking. Behold, I stand at the door." He's standing at the door of your heart, and he's knocking. If ever you hear his voice and you open, he says, "I will come right in, and I will dine with you, and you will dine with me. I will abide in you, and you will abide in me." We all need to come. Beloved, we need to come to that place of knowing him for ourselves. We need to understand today that there is a gate, there is a way that leads to destruction. The Bible declares that many are going to head towards that way. Jesus says, "For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction." Today man is on a destructive course, he's on a destructive path. There are many people today who are not serving God. They believe they can make it without God. But I would like to warn you, there is coming a judgment day when all that hear his voice, they will all that are in the grave, all those who are in the grave shall hear his voice, and we will all stand before him. And we will all be judged for all the things we had ever done. But today I would like you to know that if you receive Christ, Christ was already judged on that cross for all the things that you and I had done, which were against the will of God. That when you ask him, you turn your hearts to him and ask for forgiveness, he will forgive you, he will change you, and he will set your feet on the right path. Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Jesus says in Matthew 7:14, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." And we need to realize, we need to come to him for life. We need to come to him so that our lives can be changed. We need to walk with Jesus. We need to experience him. And we need to understand that the child of God is going to find redemption. The child of God is going to find help in times of need. God is not going to leave you helpless nor hopeless. When we walk in the ways of God, we will be blessed. The book of Psalms, the very first chapter, opens with a blessing. It says, "Blessed is he that walketh. Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of God. Blessed is a man that walketh in the ways of God." Beloved, God wants to bless you and I. He wants us to experience him. I want you to know today that there is hope. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel, nor in the ways of the ungodly." Beloved, God wants to bless you. God wants your life to be enriched. God wants you to know him in a personal way. The Lord says, if you seek him, you know, today with all that we have before us, we have everything almost at our fingertips these days. We have all the conveniences more than many other places around the world. Today, many people are advancing technologically. We're seeing a shift in the generations of today. But beloved, without God, we are losing and we are missing the point. The Bible says, if we ask, it will be given unto us. When we seek him, we will find him. And how can I find him, one may ask? You can find him because you and I, we are constantly lost. And Christ is the way. He is the light that shines from heaven. Remember the wise men when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea? The Bible says they saw his star, and they followed that star And they came, and that star rested right above Bethlehem. And they, when they saw him, they began to worship him. Beloved, one of the ways of God is to be blessed of him. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5, the Bible says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." All that God would like you to inherit are in him. And we need to understand today that God has provided a way out for you and I. Beloved, if only you seek him and you trust in him, you will experience him. I would like you to know that man can live. Man cannot live through his own effort and means, because it is God who provides. God sends the sunshine. He sends the rain. It is the Lord who causes all the crops to grow. Beloved, I would like you to know, if the Lord does not send his blessing upon us, we are all going to die. But there is life for each one of us. We are not to live by our own effort, because we have a different and a better way whereby we can live, and that is through the Word of God. God's Word says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance." That means self-control. "And against such there is no law or limitation." I would like you to know Galatians 5:22 through 23 talks about that. There is no law which can produce these things. It is the Word of God that enables you and I to serve God. The kind of love that God wants us to walk in and to enjoy is his presence in our lives. The ownership of him upon our hearts. And when we surrender to him, when we listen to the words of Jesus, there will be a change within each one of us. That's why Jesus made it very clear. He says, "Listen, you need to realize that there is a way. There is a way out of all that we are faced with today. There is a crisis, beloved. There is a crisis in the world. There is no hope in the world. And I tell you, there is going to come an hour when all the luxuries that we're enjoying today will be gone. There will be history. What will we do then? What will you do with your mansions? What will you do with all your inheritances?" Today I would like you to know that you can live out the fullness of Christ by walking in the ways of God, building on the foundation that would last. God bless you, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will enable you to serve God and that your life will be fulfilled. And until next time, we pray that you will hold on to the Word of God, and we do encourage you to write to us. Send us a line, and you can also support us to keep this program in the air. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you and yours, and you have yourself a wonderful day today.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.